Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wow. Good morning. Good morning, people of God. Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Minister Aaron Daniel Hubbard. The host of Speak Your Mind Now Radio here on Blog Talk. Wow. It has been another day. That God has allowed us to have, and because we are his children, he gave us new mercies. And I say that because although we do things, say things, and think things that we ought not, he is still our Father. We are still his children. He knows the things that we're going to do. He knows everything about us. He knows the plans he has for our lives. He knows everything. And I'm just thankful to him that he has not killed me over the stuff I did in the past, before, during, and after my salvation. Because we are going to sin. We really are. We are just going to just do things, and not because we want to, because we're just creatures of habit. And sometimes that things that we do, you know what, let me just say this to you. I might not agree with this, but that's okay. I don't do things that I don't regret. I really don't. I don't regret anything I did in the past or said it or whatever. I just move on. And I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad about what you've done. But I just think that what we go through in life happens for a reason. And guess what? We're still going to sin until the day we die. Just call it what it is. We're not perfect. God knows our hearts, but he still loves us. So no matter what you've done, no matter what you said or thought, don't go to life, well, I shouldn't have did it, I shouldn't have said it. No, just thank God, because he's allowed us to go through what we are going through. He knows we have needs. He knows that we have desires. And I'm just thankful to him for allowing me to see him one more day. But it's not a show about regret, not a show about depression or anything like that. It's a show about life. I started this show. He gave me the idea to start the show early in the year because we need to pray every day. And just because we're creatures of habit does not negate the fact that God still loves us. Usually I play a song by this time, but it gets off my chest. And I don't wake up feeling bad about nothing I did. I really don't. What I said, what I did the night before, the thoughts I had, they were for a reason. I'm human. I have needs. I have wants. I have desires. Because it's time out for children of God to be so perfect that we can't be real with God's people. I'm not telling my child to mind me. And guess what? It may be today I'm going to do this again. Because I'm not perfect. I'm not a kind of person that you hear right now to have all his T's crossed and his I's dotted. I don't have all my P's and Q's. But I thank God for life. Not just say I'm living life in him. And he told me. I'm like, well, actually, I told him, before I got saved, I'm not going to be perfect, Lord. And he said, I know. He said, I know that. You can't be perfect. I'm perfect. Because I don't care what anybody tell you. Let me just say this too. Stop letting people who think they know you tell you how to live your life. Let me say it again. Stop letting people who you think who think they know you, including family, tell you how to live your life. Because there'll come a day where we as his children will say, you know what? My life wasn't perfect. It wasn't grand. It wasn't glorious. But my life was in his hands. Show me a verse in the Bible that tells us that we have to be perfect. And I'll show you a false Bible. There are some religions out there who will teach that. I did a sermon a long, long time ago about cults last year. How these people have been brainwashed to a leader that has been putting stuff in their minds about being perfect. I saw a show about that. Came on, what channel was that? It was last year, I forgot. It was a show about cults. The church had become cults. Now, I'm not saying all churches, of course not, but no. But some churches have cult-like activities. Some churches have cult-like leadership. And there are some people who finally woke up and said, you know what, this is not a guy, I'm getting out. So I refuse to be in a cult-like situation. I refuse to go to cult-like activity. My last church, y'all know about this church, St. Mark, yes, I'm calling names today. I don't care about these people. I mean, I forgave them, but I don't care what you think about me. St. Mark Baptist Church in Little Rock, Arkansas, on 12th Street. Look them up. The pastor before that, I thought he was a good man of God. I've been in that for 19 years. The ministry was licensed by this man. I enjoyed going to church. I enjoyed singing, hearing the songs they sung. I enjoyed the services. But the year and a half before I left, things started to change. The leadership had literally turned their back on me because I was teaching God's word in a boldful manner. And they told me, I'm too real, I'm too bold, I'm too this, I'm too that. I'm not a real preacher if I don't hoop. Well, I don't hoop. I don't squall. I don't holler. I don't get all, I don't know what they call it, but I don't get all of that. I tried it before I was at home. I sound like a fool. So that's not my gift. Don't get me wrong. There's some preachers who can do that thing and sound real good. But before you hoop me, teach me. Pray for me. I don't need to be entertained. I want to be educated. See? That's a problem right there. We go to church to be entertained. We get upset if our favorite preacher is not preaching. We get upset if our choir is not singing our favorite song. We get upset if I don't know, over dumb stuff. You know what? And before I go into a rant part, I'm going to just play the intro song right now because right now, maybe I feel a little bit a little bit uneasy about what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. Because I've been through stuff where I did not like it. This is not of God to tell myself. I had to leave it. I had to leave it. God told me himself, get up in this pew. I'll never forget it. It was sometime in February of 2010, I was sitting in a funk, F-U-N-K, and God said, get up and leave. But with my heart headed behind, I stayed there till November. And the reason why I stayed there because I was afraid. I didn't know where else to go as far as going to a church. God wasn't saying it. God was saying, get up from this ministry and leave. And I left in November. But from February to November, I seen a whole lot of nonsense that I did not need to see. And God opened my eyes to this nonsense because I could not see. I was blinded. I was spiritually blinded to the fact that how they were treating me, how they were misusing me, how they were talking behind my back. And in front of my face, I've been verbally threatened, physically threatened. I've been denied opportunities to help out in the church. I was denied a whole lot of issues. Even when I prayed, sometimes in Sunday school, or whatever, I got talked about because my prayer wasn't quote unquote good enough. What? Nonsense. I've been ostracized, criticized. What's that word? Help me out. Forget it. I've been downright thrown under a bus and rolled over many times because I was not the way they wanted me to be. As a matter of fact, excuse me for just saying it, but I'm going to omit the prayer song this morning because I can get it on my chest. This has been an issue most of my entire life, how folks wanted to doubt me because I wasn't what they wanted to be. I said it before, and I thought that was something I'm said again. Unlike Kanye West being on a rampage, but I am going to talk. That boy is prayer, for real. Y'all pray for him. But I'm going to talk because I just think that the people have got to hear the truth about what I've gone through. And you may be, and it's your own stuff. You may be hearing what I'm saying and say, you know what, that sounds just like me or somebody who I know. So I keep it 100% real. I'm not giving you the King James version. I'm giving you the me version. I'm not going to talk about this and thou and those and this and that and all that stuff. I'm going to keep it gangster. Because it's time out for children of God to act up. Or let me say this. It's time for us to stop being the victim of people acting up because of what we say and do and think. I was told one day by a guy in church that I wasn't saved long enough to help out in Sunday school. I wasn't Baptist long enough, whatever the heck that means. And the same guy who said this to me has his own church now. Go figure. Okay, whatever God does for these other folks, that's God. I have nothing to do with that. But how can you tell somebody they haven't been saved long enough? They haven't been anointed strong enough. They haven't been in the church long enough. How do you manage on that? How do you figure that out? I don't get it. I don't get it. It is so mind-boggling that if we're not careful, we will be labeled as robots. What do you mean by that, preacher? Robots, if you've seen robots before, I'm sure you have, they move like in a stiff motion. They've been programmed, if you will. And I just refuse to be programmed by anybody. If you hear me cuss, don't judge me, pray for me. If you see me doing what I shouldn't be doing, don't judge, pray. I have a friend, bless her heart, she is so I don't know how to say it, giving, that actually I have two friends, let me do that too, that have been so giving to me, they have prayed for me, and they're not selfish. Who they are doesn't matter. they're two friends of mine that prayed for me. One gave me some scriptures, and the other has been praying for me for a long time. And I thank God for these daughters of God. I thank them for their, what they're doing, and they minister to me in a way that I've been blessed to accept what they've given me and call it, and keep moving. I have met a lot of friends actually have done this for me. A lot of friends under my current condition. A lot of friends don't know what I've been going through. I don't tell everybody what I'm going through except those who I trust. And I'm just thankful that God has allowed me to be in the midst of these people. whether local or long distance or whatever. And just thank God for these people in my life who actually care about me. So coming home yesterday, I was listening to, I was listening to Marvin Sapp, and he was talking about, I've had my share of tears. Times when I wanted to give in, because it seemed like the day would never come. What he was saying was, I'm sick and tired of crying because I have waited for so long for my breakthrough. But God told me, and like he told Marvin, that no matter what I go through, I still win. Amen. I am an overcomer because I am going through right now a series of issues with my body. And this morning, I have a doctor's appointment to go see my kidney specialist about why my kidneys are not, well, I think one of them, are not functioning right. And I'm not in pain. I'm drinking water. But there are some questions I have to ask him. Why did this happen? I'm not going to sit here and cry about it, be mad at the devil. It's all the devil's fault. If he want me to die, all this stuff. No, he want me to die, but guess what? Devil is a liar. I have life in Christ. And I said this before. God works through people, doctors, medication, for treatment. But I believe God is a healer. And so, therefore, we must take the necessary precautions, the necessary actions to do what we have to do. Not need, but have to do in order to be healed from our infirmities. The book of Isaiah 53, verse 5 says that he was healed for our transgression. I know I'm going to jack this scripture all up. That's okay. Read for yourself. That the peace was given to us by the burdens that they have placed upon him. What Jesus went through on the cross was for a reason. And let me say this too, that his cross experience was not just for us preventing us from going to hell. It was for a lifelong experience about our lives here on earth. Because we will go through some pain, not just physical. Mental, spiritual, financial, psychological. We're going to go through some pain. We are not immune to life's trials and tribulations. I don't know who told you wrong, but somebody done lied to you. If they told you that once you get saved, your life will be peachy perfect, peachy clean, the hell it is. No, it won't. My life got, I won't say worse, but my life got more challenging after my salvation. Because once you get saved, God will tell you that you will go through some trial tribulation. We are not exempt from life issues. The three Hebrew boys said to themselves, we're not going to bow down to your God. But the true and living God we will serve for the rest of our lives. You may be in a fiery furnace. You may be even in a lion's den. You may be even in the belly of a whale for 3 days. But no matter, you may be in between two pillars like Samson. But whatever you are going through, just know that God has your back. Front, side to side, top, middle, and bottom. Because he is around you. Even when we act up, I didn't say if, when, God still loves us. And just because he still loves us, the devil is trembling. Because once we were, let me say this too, when we were in the world, on the devil's scene, the devil didn't bother us. He said, well, since he's on my side, I ain't got nothing to do with him. You know, he's going to act a fool anyway. But the moment we stick on God's side, he has been trying his very best to win us over back. And like I said earlier, don't claim yourself to be perfect. Live your life. Live your life. Don't be in a box. Don't be in a shell. You're going to do some things that you might not want to do or say or think. But you know what? Even if you do it, don't regret it. Because I believe everything, and I do mean everything, happens for a reason. I'm so glad the God that we serve does not judge people like if we when we mess up the first time, that's it. No more. Because God is a forgiving God. I was told once upon a time by a friend of mine back in the day. He was telling me that I miss him so much. He's gone away with the Lord. And he was a preacher too, a fire preacher. He died from sickle cell. And he told me, he asked me a question. He said, what's your biggest sin to you? I said, my anger. And he said his was the lust. And I said, you want to trade? Because we can get so mad about what is not happening. And we get mad at God because we don't think he's moving fast enough in our lives. But I'm standing here before you right now and say, whatever you're going through, whatever God allows you to go through, don't get upset. Be joyous. I didn't say happy. I said joyous. And I thought that was funny for me to say you want to trade sins, but that's real talk because my anger got me in trouble a lot. So we're going to play the ending song. I hope you enjoyed what I said. Like I said, I try to keep it 100% real. I try to keep it 100% ghetto because I was called by another friend of mine one day, a ghetto preacher. I said, I like that. I'll take that title. I like that because I don't sugarcoat the gospel. I don't downwater the gospel. I don't diminish the gospel. I keep it 100% real. And for those who may hear this message, either live or archived, you may not hear what I had to say. But don't get mad at me. Take it to the Father in prayer. So I'm going to get ready for today's activities. Y'all have a blessed day. And I will talk to you, if God said the same, Monday morning.
When I wanted to give in, seems like the day would never come. But I had to encourage me and find the strength to believe that. declare it. I know that I shall win. All you gotta say is this. Say, I decree it. And I declare it. I shall win. Everybody help me say. And tell them, say, neighbor, you're looking at victory. Just tell them. I wish I had time. Just look at one person and tell them, say, you're looking at a victorious believer. You're sitting next to a miracle in the making. You're sitting close to an individual that recognizes and realizes that no weapon that is formed against them is going to prosper. That every tongue that rises up against them in judgment is going to be forgiven. You're looking at somebody who